Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
What's up, Doom Nation, and welcome back. You are listening to the Two Doom Men podcast. As always, it's Skaggs and yours truly, the captain, and it is the 420 episode. Happy holidays, everybody. We've made it this far, and we got a straight party going on in the shack in the back. And, you know, I look around, and I see nothing but straight for Skaggs and I and for all you Two Doom Men fans.
What are you saying? You see what straight?
I see straight OGs from
the absolute... What the fuck is he talking about?
I see from the absolute beginning, everybody's in this room. There is a million episodes with all of you guys on it, so let's go around the room, say what's up, and celebrate the holidays. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salute. Cheers.
Cheers,
motherfuckers.
Cheers. Everybody down there?
We're a little bit late. Sorry, everybody. If you, we are live, so if you want to leave a comment, we're going to be having a good time. It's 420.
Yeah, this is more of a...
I can bring them up on the screen now since we're on StreamYard.
This is more of a party, off-topic episodes. We do have a few things we're going to need to talk about.
Yeah.
Rant about.
Let's go around the room.
We're not talking about Joe Biden today.
Yeah. Let's go around the room. Why don't you guys, especially you guys who do the streaming, why don't you guys introduce yourselves and we'll go around the room and go from there.
Yeah. My name is Chris, a.k.a. King of the Trash Realm. thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys. That's that.
And then, where can they find you, man?
I stream on Kick and YouTube. You can catch me on Chris Gaming, KYZ, and on Kick at Chris. KRYZZZ, 3 Z's. But yeah, I stream Call of Duty. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, Call of Duty and GTA.
They just passed a Ukraine funding bill, dude. It could be Russia's bombing us. Every 5 seconds, that is a fucking huge explosion going on here. Go for it.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? My name's Trillboy. You can catch me streaming on Kick and Twitch and mostly play Call of Duty, do a lot of like just chatting streams and just goofing around on the internet, you know?
That's what it's made for.
Apex got hacked, bro.
Happy 420, everybody. I don't know. What do you want to do, Cap? You want to just shoot the shit for a little bit, or you want to get into some of the things we have planned?
You know what? We're nice and ready. We're only at liftoff. Let's start with one of the topics, boys.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
let's do it.
So you guys are into social media. That's why, you know, you guys are social media savants over here. OnlyFans is getting out of control, boys. I have a serious, I don't know if it's because somebody in this room has ruined my algorithm for the rest of my life.
Motherfucker, that was you.
No.
That was you.
Dude, and so I've been seriously trying to fix it, but I haven't found a single, normal looking human being, man and woman, that doesn't have a link to their OnlyFans on social media.
Let me cut the story off right here real quick, because we got banned on TikTok after our first try and the account. And on the first try, we shared the account. So like I had the login, he had the login. And it was all ass and tits in the feed.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Now on the second try, I gave it another shot. I'm like, let's do TikTok again. On the second try around, I didn't give him the login this time. Yeah. And now it's like science, people in space. We're only following a handful of people. So I think it has something to do with you. You're the chief component of this equation. Yeah.
Have any of you guys found a normal looking girl that doesn't have an OnlyFans? Do they?
It's rare, bro. It's rare nowadays. Because whenever you go to a girl's Instagram or whatever, and you see that link tree, it's game over, bro.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I'm going to go with a different approach here. I understand why they have it. It's a lot. It's why do a 9-to-5 and you can make $20,000 a month?
Of course.
On the low end.
There used to be this girl from back in the day.
I don't fault them. Yeah. What I do fault is the guys who are willingly sitting there throwing bags. Me and him know people who will throw bags at girls that they don't know virtually. And half the time...
Dude, I found a girl that is jarring up her farts and selling them for $100 a jar.
But would you fault them or the person buying those fucking jars?
Because the problem is there's people that are buying them.
The fart purchaser.
The person on the back end of that deal,
The fart consumer. Yeah. The fart sommelier is the one to blame.
But that's why it's social media, it's gotten completely out of control. The other trend that absolutely blows my mind is, and I've been seeing this everywhere, it's the light up butt plug. bro? Have you guys seen this shit?
Oh, yo, did you see the one what? I sent in the group?
I know exactly.
You never
with the Aya Siron?
What you're talking Wait. About?
What you do?
Yes.
Okay, so these girls, they get these light up butt plugs that flash to music. And they'll go to the gym
talent
and start working out, and their ass will be at this
do they?
That's pretty fucking cool. I'm just saying.
That's talent.
That's pretty fucking cool. Where can I buy one of those?
Cap, you sound like you're.
TikTok shots.
Captain, you sound like you're speaking from experience. Have you been using one of these things?
No.
Do they light up and like vibrate to like the beat the same way? I could turn this thing we have on here, this light.
So I think
I could turn the setting on here where it'll like flash to. The sound waves in the room is like this, you know, the kind of dildo they're using or whatever, a butt plug.
Pretty much the same idea. But, dude, there's a video.
Like, that's it right there. That's a captain's butt plug right there.
There's a video of a chick. There's a video of a chick at the Eiffel Tower dancing, and her ass is glowing.
She's on top of that?
Beautiful, beautiful scenery.
But I was thinking of, like, how absurd this is. Because, like, you got shipped out here because people pay to see pictures of your butthole. Why but there's like some people who dream. What?
Why do we have the same TikTok algorithm?
Because you're just as disgusting of a human being as I am. but like, think of it. Think of like the Eiffel Tower. This is like a landmark across like the planet, right?
How the fuck does Eiffel Tower find its way into this conversation?
Because there's this video of this chick dancing with a plug up her ass.
She's in like a skirt and she turns and it's just a glowing circle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Eiffel Tower glows up and she
Does she's matching. So imagine you saved up your last 15 paychecks. You've been living off of ramen. You're not putting gas in your car.
On the consumer side?
And you save up all your money and go get a ticket and you get to go on your dream vacation. You go to Paris, France, and you're on the phone with your mother. And you're like, oh, tonight, Mom, I'm going to see the Eiffel Tower.
I'm holes and everything.
I'm living my dream. And then you turn your head and here's this chick stretching her asshole out with a metal ball that lights up.
So
But I just want to point out the videos of that is what's paying for that.
I know. Yeah. So there's people like literally giving up things that they can't afford to go to Paris.
Do you want me to blow your minds though, real quick?
Please.
Do you know that there's people running accounts right now of other real life women throwing an AI face on these girls and having fake AI?
Then why are we not doing this? Because AI is out of control as well.
Dudes are getting duped with fake women on OnlyFans. How about that?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
It's AI generated like fucking.
Before you guys got here, we had a whole conversation on whether this JLo photo that was floating around the internet was real or not.
Oh, JLo?
There was one in that like yellow dress.
Yes, you've seen it. You know, we actually looked and it's not real.
Ludacris.
Yeah. It's not her. Danny, anything to say over there?
No, but it's like he mentioned the AI. There was some clothing company that they're getting money. But there's this fake female, literally not real, whatever. They're getting money off of something.
The model's fake.
Whatever. All made because of AI. AI is scary.
Nice.
I saw a Billie Eilish picture, whatever. I'm like, oh, she's cute. Comments. There's a full-on war of people going, that's not real. That's not real. Why is that real? Because she's never had blonde hair. She's had blonde hair. These people don't, they're just arguing. Fantastic. And I'm just like in my seat just enjoying
Well, Trill brought up a good point because we were actually talking about this on the way up too. Is that so with the OnlyFans situation, right? So a lot of their income, a lot of, and especially like streamers too, like women who do ASMR streams and stuff, a lot of their income are coming from like places that ban porn. So especially on the streaming side, and then also they're using the streams as a funnel for their OnlyFans. So if you go on a streamer's page, they'll have their OnlyFans link up top.
Right.
So like if you have a place where they ban porn and maybe not ban OnlyFans, a lot of their money is coming from these countries that are not allowed to see any porn. There's no porn sites. So like they're getting
Millions off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't tell someone how to spend their money, but if you're willfully spending that much money on someone, and a lot of these huge OnlyFans girls have agencies. So you're not even speaking to them. Yeah. You're speaking to a dude. How weird is that? So with that knowledge, right, they have to know, like, you're definitely not talking to
Andrew Tate made his bones doing that shit.
That's how he made his
Andrew Tate, I'm sorry, man. Andrew Tate's gay as fuck. He's out there. He's made millions of dollars talking to dudes as if he's a girl, telling them the shit they want to hear. Like, yeah, I'm going to suck your dick like this or whatever. That's fucking gay as fuck. Tell me it's not.
He made $1 million without sucking. Well, he probably sucked dick.
But no.
All right. So my question, though, is to have an agency answering for you and all that, how much are you making a year?
A lot of money. There are women right now on OnlyFans. I know Amaranth posted up her her income statement from last year. She made a total on just videos alone like $50 million.
Didn't that midget chick make like $20 million last year?
Yeah.
The hottest midget on Instagram, whatever her name is. Dude, she made like $20 million last year.
I follow this one girl. She sent two of her cousins to college.
Yeah.
I follow this one girl. She was able to send two of her cousins to college. She has a child herself.
And the kid's got a rough eye.
I don't recommend that. How about from The Sopranos? What's her name? Actress from The Sopranos.
Yeah, she was on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, I forget her name. I'm blanking on her name. Drea DiMatteo. Yeah, she started an OnlyFans, and she made more money in like her first 2 months than she did the entire time she was on The Sopranos, which was like the biggest show at the time of all time. And she's old now. She's like in her 50s. Yeah. I don't think she even did anything that heinous. She just like took pictures of stuff in her underwear.
You don't even need to, like a lot of OnlyFans, you don't have to be nude on it. You can just have lewd fucking photos, which is lingerie.
Yeah.
You're making bank.
Not support, crazy. By the way.
There was a female neurosurgeon who left being a doctor because she made more money doing that than she. Now imagine that you spent your whole time going to college, doing all these things to become a neurosurgeon. Like, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh, you know, let me try this OnlyFans out. Bro, she left being a doctor because she was making more money doing that.
She was making probably what she made a year in a month.
Yeah. No, it's.
Well, I'm just seeing a bunch of articles of ex-teachers getting fired. They quit their jobs because they make so much more in a year than they were in like 5 years as a teacher.
If you're willing to deal with the dark side, you could probably make so much.
Their students are all subscribing and shit. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. Trust me.
What a time to be alive.
We bring this guy in. That's what we're talking about. Amaranth's getting brought up.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
What, you know, the reason OnlyFans became so popular is for the same reason like Instagram and social media partially became popular. Because if you found a hot girl, like, you see her and you're like, damn, I would love to see her naked. Like, I don't need to talk to her. Mm-hmm. I need to start a relationship. Yeah. She's just hot. Yeah. I would like to see her.
Are you objectifying women?
Bro? Yes. It's just a general male instinct from the 90s. From the 90s, you know, from the era I grew up in. But think of it, though. Like, and girls saw guys that they found attractive and they just want. OnlyFans just gave them that option.
Yeah.
Like, you already had 100,000 followers and you had your clothes on. Now you have the opportunity of making $20,000 a day.
Buku. Look at Bad Baby. Look at Bad Baby. When she turned 18, she made like $1 million, and she was the fastest one to make $1 million in less than 24 hours.
And she never took her clothes off.
No, never. And she still hasn't. And she still makes a crazy amount of money.
In a way. Yeah.
It is creepy in a way, because you had guys when she was like 16, 17, waiting until the exact time she was born.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree. Oh, God damn. Yeah, it's fucking weird, and it is definitely creepy.
It's been happening forever.
And here is my little theory on this one. You ready for this one? This is my thinking cap. You know Charli D'Amelio?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
She got big on TikTok, right?
Oh.
How old was she when she got big on TikTok?
14.
14, 15.
I have no idea who you're talking
about. This 14, 15-year-old girl who used to just dance like on TikTok.
The most followed person on TikTok.
Yeah. Right?
She just turned 19 and everybody's flipping the shit because her nipples were out at Coachella.
Now, let me say this.
See the new Selena Gomez titties? Those are great.
She got new titties? Like, the titties are new or just the titties are new or the photos new? The way he said that, it's like it's a fucking accessory. She put them on?
Yo.
Crazy.
Where can you find them?
Crazy.
Where can you find them?
She didn't have these growing up. And I don't know what happened.
Jamie's already already got the Google open. Yeah,
Trills. He's already on. So here's my point to the Charli D'Amelio thing, right? Okay. So she's had multi-million followers on TikTok at 15, 16 years old, right? Not once the parents were like, how the fuck? Like, okay. If you break it down, out of all those millions, how many of them are fucking older men?
Yeah. And how many people are doing
a large percentage, probably.
Like a realistic approach as being a parent. You'll be like, so, oh, wow, that's wait, she has 10 million followers? Yeah. That's crazy. Now, what is she doing to get those followers? This girl at 15 years old is in a bikini dancing in front of a fucking screen, a phone, and you can say, oh, well, she's doing art. It innocently.
Art.
I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden, she becomes 19 years old. She goes to Coachella. Her titties are out.
Yeah.
And the parents are basking in her fame and glory because they're living in a beautiful mansion in L.A. So people sell their souls. So, and that's why this whole Hollywood shit is up right now. People sell their souls. This girl has sold her soul at 16 years old.
Yeah.
So on that, there is a whole mother-daughter situation on TikTok.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Danny just outed himself on live television.
This little girl is 4 years old, and the mom is constantly posting videos of the little girl.
And I heard about this
people
shit.
Are literally acknowledging the fact that any video where the little girl is in some way suggestive has all these saves. Jesus, but if it's more of like an innocent video, it really doesn't. And people are pointing it out, and people are trying to
and this make is why people
mother realize like you're literally pimping your child out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, so
to get back to the moral,
that the mom is aware that she is doing it on purpose.
Yes, but there's no difference between that mom
allegedly
and what Kris Jenner has done to all three of her daughters.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Oh, the Kardashians, we just touched a nerve. I heard the whole room shudder. We fucking mentioned them. I agree with that 100%, dude. They fucked those kids up. Yeah. They're all fucked up in some way or another. It's not like, I don't know, it's like a freak show.
You know what I related
100%.
To? You know what I related to? You know how like in feudal times in like Japan or like fucking, or in Europe, you know how like they used to have to marry their daughters off for like fucking, you know, political gains and shit? That's what they do.
Yeah, they're basically like Game of Thrones to a way. Right? Like,
bro,
that's
all bunch of Circes. Yeah. She is Cersei Lannister, bro.
It's a big club and we're just not in it, bro. Look, this whole Diddy thing, you know, him having cameras in every fucking room.
That's another. I don't even know what's happening with that.
The
that's
music
crazy.
Industry. You want to become famous in the music industry? You gotta bang somebody.
He's the
Cat Williams outing everybody.
Yeah,
there's all weird stuff going
Kanye,
on.
Kanye. He's the music industry version of Jeffrey Epstein.
Dude, okay, listen to this.
Yeah, he is. Great.
Listen to this for a second. Kanye West spoke ill about Israel before the war started, and they fucking debanked him.
Yep.
P. Diddy is basically guilty. Allegedly guilty, YouTube guilty of human trafficking and sex trafficking. The FBI went to his house to probably erase evidence. They raided his house, and this man is still walking free. Kanye West was immediately debanked.
Yep.
He didn't commit a crime. He spoke ill of Israel. Here's a man possibly. They arrested his
ill of Israel. He spoke ill of just Jewish people.
Okay, yeah.
So it's a little bit different.
And he even talked like about the P. Diddy stuff like way before this stuff happened. And
everybody's always said Diddy's weird. He's still walking free because he's so he's not the top of the food chain, but he is so far up there in the music industry. He's walking above.
But that's
above
the same. Law. Like that's what these powerful people do, especially Epstein, Diddy. It's the same thing J. Edgar Hoover did when he was in the FBI. Mm. He took fucking all this evidence. If he knew that you were gay at the time,
weirdo.
If he had so much intel on all these people that they could never turn around and be like, "Yeah, you're not my master anymore," and then they would just be like, "Oh, okay, weren't you with this man in bed this time?" And have it marked. He had his agent spy on people. Yeah. So like,
all the way.
It's the same shit. That's what they do. That's exactly what they do. But here's the thing. My issue is just like with this whole Epstein stuff. What turned me off the most. Obviously was the crimes, number one. Number two, it's like,
thanks,
bro. Yeah. Number two, it's like, all right, so you have this list and the public can't know about it?
Yeah.
And with that, Doom Nation, we'll be right back after a few messages.
What's up, everyone? It's the Two Doom Men, and we're here to tell you about a partner of ours, the Patriot Cigar Company.
The Patriot Cigar Company's story started with the idea of incorporating the love of cigars with the love for freedom and America. There is no better way to celebrate our love for our country and freedoms we cherish than smoking a premium cigar. After months of trying out different blends and working with master blenders, they created the Hellfire, TNT, Sidewinder, Moab, and Mark 48, which we have right here. Each cigar is made with premium tobacco, aged a minimum of 3 years in Nicaragua.
you know, this is a true story. I had really fallen off smoking cigars for a while, and I just couldn't find anything that I enjoyed or wanted to sit through until I was introduced to the Patriot Cigar Company, and these are honestly some of the best cigars I've smoked in a long time.
And the best part about it is you could go to mypatriotcigars.com and use our promo code DOOMED to get 15% off your order. So if you're ready to enjoy a nice cigar, head on over to their website by using the link in our episode description below.
Yeah.
So you just hide everything?
People. They've had
that list
evidence.
Will never come out.
Never come out. And they're numbered. Their names are numbered. How are you throwing numbers on names? How about you just say, hey, listen, yeah, Bill Clinton was getting sucked off by a fucking...
turning this fucking 420 all political here,
Jamie.
Yeah,
true.
How about fucking, what's his name? The guy who got thrown in jail for making a meme in 2016 for the election. Hillary Clinton. They threw his ass in jail, but they haven't released the fucking Epstein list yet. Come on now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't want to get too political. Maybe we should wrap... Maybe we should move on to my tweet discussion. Let's go back to tweet. It is 420. I was like, hey, this would be probably a good conversation starter, at the 420 special. Let me bring this up real quick. All right. So, sorry. Here we go. So, let me see how this looks. Actually, it's the first time I'm doing everything on one TV. All right. We kind of look retarded. So let's fix that. No, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. Maybe you don't want to hit that then.
Nope. I'm good. All right, everybody can see it on the live. But so Matt Walsh tweeted this back in late March, I think, and I commented it. But anyway, he said, there are many substances that exist in the natural world that you're not supposed to put in your body. So the God created it line is bullshit. Even if alcohol and cigarettes are worse, that still doesn't mean that weed should be legal. All you've done by that logic is add to a problem. And saying that it hasn't killed anyone is to simply ignore all the deaths caused by people under the influence. It also ignores the volumes of research showing all kinds of long and short-term negative health effects. All you've done here is rattle off the next cliched possible list of pothead comebacks, and they are all either incorrect or irrelevant. There's a little bit more, which is interesting. This is the most interesting part, where Matt Walsh goes, as for tobacco and alcohol, the casual usage of either substance is not nearly as harmful to society. And besides, tobacco and alcohol helped build this country. They're part of our culture going back centuries. Weed is not and shouldn't be. Matt Walsh is basically saying, like,
weed could have
drunk people built America, and
which they did.
Weed could have easily helped build this country as well. Yeah, there's the cliches, but, you know, he says the short-term negative effects. There's plenty of long-term positive effects as well. It's comes down to an idea of like opening your mind almost. Because like I've in the past several months and stuff, I've come to know a lot of potheads, and like everybody in this room, maybe excluding one person, is is not potheads. Like there's people who wake up, rip a bong, ride into work smoking a joint, take their break, go down the street, smoke their oil pen, get in their car, smoke a joint driving home, get home, hit a dab, start playing video game, like, and literally just smoke from the second their eyes are open to the second their eyes go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't really believe anybody else in this room is, you know, anybody in this room is like that. But, you know, that's like the bad end of it. Like,
yeah.
There's an opportunity to like help yourself relax more and decompress throughout the day, which will make you less stressed and more healthier. And so a lot of these potheads also, since weed's no longer enough for them, they take shrooms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it could get crazier, but like,
so you're saying it's a gateway
drug?
But that's
with anything.
No, though. I don't think it's a gateway drug, because I think I think shrooms might be another level of like,
I feel taking that's care of anything, yourself. Dude. I feel like that a gateway drug to any, if you're, it's the individual person's decision to get into something else. You know, it's like, oh, you know, if I try this, what's this going to do? And then it'll lead them down.
Yeah.
And nobody's went after anybody who sold a fucking Oxycontin.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and the funny thing, too, with they're legal in a few places. But, dude, honestly, shrooms could be looked at as medicine. As we consume GMO foods and breathe in, you know, the chemtrail airs and all this shit, you know, take your COVID vaccines. There's chemicals all swirling around in your brain. And like shrooms can really open up.
Move them.
I just don't know why people don't allow people to just do
it. I think you're making a good point.
But on top of it, though, you don't even need to take magic mushrooms to hallucinate to be healthy. There are I think it's called like lion's mane mushroom or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of the best things you could take if you have heart disease and heart mm-hmm. problems in your family. I mean, and it makes you super healthy. Bad, I'm not gonna lie. Right. Yeah. And it's like this white mushroom and you could get it in a powder form and put it in your drink and it will physically make you healthier and you're not tripping balls or nothing. So if this makes you super healthy, imagine when you you use it to clean out your brain, all the chemicals that we have stored up in there and stuff like,
interesting.
You know, yeah. We could be honest. I mean, why are these drugs so hated, mm-hmm. like fucking weed and shrooms and stuff like that? Because you can open your mind and you might question the narrative.
Sure, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's interesting. You making that point is interesting coming from Matt Walsh's point of view. Matt Walsh seems like the type that he is a critical thinker, but maybe wouldn't want you thinking yeah. too far.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think about this, Justin? Haven't gotten a chance to really say anything this whole time. This is your kind of like zone here to work in. What do you think about that?
I think he's just locked in right now.
I think so too. Yeah, but the problem is
Justin has been smoking since his eyes right. were open.
Yeah, this is your. Yeah.
This is his holiday.
Yeah.
This is his holiday. Not nobody here.
No, honestly speaking, like it's like we've always said, down to. Back taking like, yo, should we take DMT and all this crazy stuff? Because it opens up your mind. But we've always said the government never wanted you to look past what we can possibly see.
Yeah. I agree.
That's why it's always been a controlled substance. That's why it's always been banned. Because them saying that tobacco and alcohol built this was bullshit. Because if you trace back even opium, all these fucking Indians and everything like that mm-hmm. built massive civilizations off of doing bad hallucinogenics.
I'd counter you, but I know what Matt Walsh would say. So I don't believe in this, but this is what he'd say. He'd say, yeah, they didn't build shit. When we got here, they had teepees and no agriculture really outside of a few of the tribes on the East Coast. They were just savages. But Eastern, European civilization built cities. Rome had been around for 2,000 years before that. So like his argument would be like, yeah, look what drunks in Europe built. And then look what the Native Americans built in America, smoking weed. They didn't build anything.
My big problem with comparing weed to alcohol though, and like in like the work setting and all this stuff is like you care if I go home and smoke a joint and go to sleep by 10 o'clock. That's what pisses you off. But I could get off of work at 5 p.m. and be in that bar, be in that brewery by 5:05 and drink till midnight, 1 a.m., stumble my ass into home, sleep on the couch, roll out of bed, go back to work the next day. You're perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Anybody who's listening, like if you smoked weed and have gotten drunk at one time in your life, you understand it is the only people that complain about it are people that have never gotten high. The people who fight weed the most are people, A, who need to smoke it because they would benefit immensely from it, and B, have never smoked it before.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you on saying that because honestly, I've always said weed brings out the better in people because mm-hmm. it's just going to relax you physically and mentally. And you're either going to go to sleep or eat everything in sight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, when you compare that to the way some people get drunk and you get angry, you get into fights, you cause a disaster, there's a good point there to be made. Yeah.
Like, how many stories have you heard someone's like, yo, I'm smoking weed, yo, let's go fucking rob a bank.
Yeah. I can't wait to beat my wife. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Nobody.
And I don't have a wife.
Right away, you hit that shit and you're like, yo, what are we getting to eat tonight, yo?
Well, to piggyback off this conversation with Matt Walsh, something interesting happened, a week and a half ago in our little world in Call of Duty. They been coming out with a lot of weed-influenced operator skins.
Oh, yeah.
Cheech and Chong.
Okay. So
because people stay home on 420 to get high and play Call of Duty.
Yeah, and since Call of Duty's been around for many of years, they have been always pro, cannabis, like marijuana and shit like that. Uh-huh. So they always had, like...
Cheech and Chong, there was was a skin. There was like a guy.
Yeah, and a special
ghillie
kill.
Ghillie suit, and yeah. he had like a bomb.
Oh, yeah. I think it was, what was that, last year, right?
Last year's.
Last year's.
But right now they have one that's
Cheech and Chong. Yeah, they have the Stone Sloth.
They have the Stone Sloth, and then they have Resurgence, which is a game.
They have a sloth that's like stone.
I was going to say, what is the Stone Sloth?
He's just a sloth.
He's like, sloth, and he's stone, and his eyes are red, bro.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's really funny.
Wait, that's a character?
They have an operator skin.
Hold on. I got a question. If I start playing again, could I play on your... I probably would suck, but could I play on your guys' team and not stream?
Yeah.
And with that, Doom Nation, we'll be right back after a few messages. What's up, Doom Nation? It is Skaggs here, and thanks for joining us for another episode of the Two Doom Men Podcast. If you like political discussion, guns, beer, movie and TV reviews, smash that like button, subscribe to our channel, and share the show with your friends. That's the best way we can get around Big Tech's algorithm. You can also just go to linktree.com/2doommen to find everywhere the show has a presence. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, @Skaggs89. Thank you, everyone, and let's get back to the show.
Okay. You should stream, though. Stream is Two Doom Men. That'll be fucking funny. Yeah.
Dude, I don't think.
Do a shit on your Xbox.
My Call of Duty skills, I don't
Who gives a fuck? It'll be funny. You represent. Suck. It's great.
They even have like a, what you call it, a weed event for Warzone right now for Rebirth.
Are people just like running around in circles?
Bro, like the gas is pink. They have gummies that pop out of the loot crates and shit. And they give you powers and shit like that, bro. It's crazy.
So now that we laid that on the table, right? Okay. So remember you guys had me on one of your episodes talking about the Nick Merckx situation?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how Nick Merckx, the guy who...
Captain's like Dory, bro. He's got short memory. Just keep it moving. Don't worry.
So Nick Merckx got in trouble because he said, leave the kids alone while parents are protesting at that school.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So he had an operator skin in Call of Duty in the store. Call of Duty, because he said, leave the kids alone.
Yeah, I remember
they took
this.
Off
yeah,
the
yeah,
skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So there's a big, very big streamer. He's probably one of the biggest streamers ever. Right now, Dr. Disrespect actually put out a tweet saying that it's funny how Call of Duty is pushing out all this weed agenda. Because let's be real, majority of the people who are playing this game are kids, right? So this is okay, but when someone says leave the kids alone, you take his operator skin down. So now we got quite a dilemma because he is true, he is right. Because at the same time, you know, if you have Bud Light and you're sponsoring all these drinks and shit. Majority of the people who are playing this game are kids, so it's kind of like you can't just pick one. You know what I mean? Like you can't.
Dude, he's dude, right. I can tell you from experience, though. So nobody's got a problem. Nobody's got a problem with supporting marijuana and supporting 420 and all this weed stuff, right? So you're making this comparison that the government wants to get rid of one guy who wants to stop, leave the kids alone, but you could support weed stuff. Because local government, I could tell you from
maybe not even government, but at least
statewide.
Well, how did the government try to get rid of Nick Merckx?
No, it wasn't
though?
The government.
No,
it
was, I'm sorry.
The company.
I'm sorry.
The corporation.
The corporation. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, I worded that wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been smoking, boys. Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
It's the 420 episode. That's why we didn't start on time. Think of it, people.
Think of it.
But okay, so everybody's in support of it because when a state goes legal. As long as they only put out so many contracts to make a grow operation, you can only buy marijuana within your state lines. So you're a grower. We're all growers in this room. There's 8 of us in this room, 9 of us, whatever. So we have 9 grow operations. So 18 grow operations open up. We can easily supply.
We're gonna cut
all
this
of
part
them.
Out. Yeah.
No. But think of it. They allow more dispensaries to start opening up. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's going to pay the fees and make the money. And they're going to make the money beforehand. Yeah. And too many dispensaries open up. There's not enough product to go around. These dispensaries start failing. You don't get your money back for getting into this game. You paid us. You paid the entrance fee and you had to exit because you failed. It's a smash and grab at the state level. Mm-hmm. So look at what the state's allowed to do. This is why they're pro-weed in the game. Because this corporation gets subsidiaries and probably lobbying.
No, I
right?
understand. I get that completely. However, my point is that these corporations push whatever agenda that they see fit. which is not right whatsoever. Because
it's going to make them money.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you need people to call this bullshit out and be like, yeah, that, because what that guy said, because Nick Merckx is a fucking talented streamer, huge community, big in Call of Duty, right? Yeah. He carried Call of Duty for a while. This guy literally was a good brand for your fucking game, and you take him off the store because he said, leave the kids alone. But then all of a sudden, now you have, and I'm not saying I'm against weed, obviously. You know,
hey,
I'm,
you know what?
Yeah. I'm not. But I'm, what I'm saying is that what that they're doing is wrong, and these suits are ruined. And this is why Call of Duty is on a downfall right now, currently. It's because of the decisions that they make.
I hear what you guys say.
Oh, it's an interesting point you're making, because it seems like they are all good. Like, all he did was say, hey, leave the kids alone. Like, yeah, that's a controversial statement, right? And they banned him, essentially, temporarily. Or pulled his stuff down.
Yeah,
so, like, they punished him, like, immediately for him saying, leave the kids alone. But then what Dr. Disrespect's saying is, like, when it comes to marketing drugs to children, they're also okay with that, though.
Yeah.
So it seems like if it's something that could possibly either harm or be a positive statement towards children, they're like, no, we can't allow that.
You know,
it's weird, right? It's like they're keeping kids in mind, to some weird way.
Well, how long do you think it'll reach Fortnite, though? Because
That makes sense. I don't know. I'm stoned. So.
Has Fortnite?
Let's hear what you guys
Fortnite?
Say.
Has Fortnite ever had any weed stuff?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But it's like
Hav has a thought. Hav has a thought.
Hi, this is Java. This is my first word of the episode. So, but when you boil it all down, isn't it just about advertising? Since the way we consume media content, it's no longer commercials six times per show.
But some things are more acceptable.
But the thing is, now
let them cook. Let them cook.
But now, since our main consumption of media is video games, they're still going to sell to you. They're still going to put ads. But the same way, like, ads get regulated, like you can't have a certain sound volume. That's just going to have to basically in-game advertising. Because they're already, since online gambling, all those gacha games, it's just the industry is just getting more regulated. It's just been maturing.
No,
so
definitely.
It's just back to that point.
It's
at the prohibition time.
Yes, because think of it this way. You know, what it comes down to from originally what you were saying is how, you know, they could support weed and ban this guy is because between like podcasting and streaming, you could become a superstar, a worldwide megastar overnight because you are authentically good at doing this, right?
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
No, it's very
not necessarily
possible.
Even.
Right, but think of how many followers what was his name? I'm sorry.
Nick Merckx?
Nick Merckx had, right? How many followers did he have?
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, he has millions.
Millions. Yeah, millions. Okay, so think of it. So he had he had an army at his control. He was like a cult leader almost. And he did this.
Sway's influence.
Now look at the P. Diddy story.
Nothing.
Meek Mills had to fuck him to become a famous rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't, this Nick Merckx didn't have to fuck nobody, do no entrance fee, do nothing weird to get into the elite circle, and became an elite level superstar.
I think
one thing against the agenda, you're gone.
Yeah.
I don't think it was even that he said something against the agenda. I think it's like you dare even hinted that you have some sort of right wing point of view on something, and they're like, you know, we're going to punish you. And if that's a right wing point of view, that's crazy. That's a right wing point of view. Leave the kids alone. So, but that's what I felt like it kind of was with
him. But it turned out to be that way.
Yeah.
Because people were outraged. And one of the worst platforms is fucking X, Twitter, whatever the case may be. It's just the people are there itching to cancel people. That's it.
Yeah, but you know what?
They just want to cancel people. Well, they're working on eliminating that factor, but it's still there. It's like
it's fun. You know what though? This is something that cancel culture is going to be something that's going to come and go.
Yeah,
and we're going to look back victorious, obviously, and laugh at these people.
Well,
because there's still going to be that 1% that's like, you're canceled. I'm like, yeah, thanks, sweetie, bye bye.
Well, competition. I mean, perfect example of what we do. Kick is a competitor to Twitch. Yeah. Okay, you want to ban people for fucking saying
Kick
something
is
stupid?
Successful because Twitch is.
But here's the flip side. Here's the flip side, though. Kick is now in trouble because of their lenient moderation.
Right, like before you know it, they'll be filing cases.
So I'm going to admit it because I'm a Kick streamer. I know he went back to regular Twitch, but
motherfucker.
And it's all good. I mean, we don't owe these platforms nothing.
Yeah.
Like you guys too. We don't owe YouTube nothing.
If one's gonna pay nobody. You, just do it.
Yeah. You just go where you feel comfortable and you do what you gotta do. It's all about you and what you make out of it, right? But here's the thing is that, you know, it's now you have Twitch that's overly moderating. And then you have Kick that's like, oh, yeah, you can fucking start fights. People get knocked down the street and film it. That's fine. People committing crimes on live stream. Okay, cool. Now what happens is regular people see this and go, oh, this is fucked up. And now Twitch, since they have a competition, then they start reeling things back to get people, which is smart. And people are going back to Twitch because they're realizing, okay, now they have competition. Now you need to fucking figure your shit out as to why people went to Kick. And now Kick is realizing, well, we can't just be loose to everything because now people are leaving.
It's like they're almost Twitch like there's going to be almost like a moderate center there if that keeps happening. Like eventually,
it should create moderation. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. But I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were kind of responding to incentives in a way, mm-hmm. but they're both responding to incentives. So, you know, Twitch went to way too liberal, right? Yeah, and then everybody left and went or was starting to go to Kick.
Dude,
and now, you know, Kick was maybe too much of the wall. Maybe you have like a Nick Fuentes on there, like, you know, saying some crazy shit. And they're like, maybe we shouldn't do that.
So. Yeah, there's some people that say some crazy shit. There's people getting into fights all the time on Kick. And, yeah. you know, these people, like, here's the best part about all the like backlash that Kick gets and whatnot is more of the, it's like, yeah, like these people are going fighting each other on live stream, committing these crimes. You think the law enforcement's not going to be like, oh yeah, you're done. Yeah. Like you're getting arrested. That's how dumb these guys are. That's how dumb these people are, is that they're committing crimes on film while live streaming.
Yeah.
How fucking crazy is that? Yeah. We live in a weird world. I hope you guys know. There's fucking barks and jars. It's wild.
Dude, this is why I've been ranting about, like, there's some chick in Paris right now with a glowing asshole.
Thank you.
That's what started this conversation. You know what I mean? Like, Captain's fucking glowing buffo.
Now you take somebody from fucking World War II from France and you teleport her. Time travel to now.
Here's what your country flabbergasted.
People would be like, "What is happening?"
I just thought about that the other day. I forgot what it was, but it was some outrageous like beef between two people online, and it was just completely crazy. And I literally tweeted, "I'm like, imagine explaining this shit to George Washington. Like, this streamer is beefing with this OnlyFans model, and be like, George, listen, fucking 250 plus years. Sit down." You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't know you knew him like that. Yo, George.
Yo, George.
Sit down, bud. This is going to throw you for a loop.
Yo, G-Dog.
This is what you did. You started this shit.
And then you sit down. You're all stressed out. And it's like, what is the year 2024 like? Let me tell you, bro. It's wild.
You get everybody that's on Mount Rushmore and sit them down. Like, yeah. All right,
it's like, who's the president? We got a president that falls asleep every 3 seconds.
You'd sit them down for a podcast and they'd be like,
What?
Yeah. You guys are going to talk to everyone in 1 second, like through light? What the fuck?
I would do a podcast where they each go off and then we tell them what's really going on today. We set them up. We're like, all right, what do you think? So what do you think 2024 is like? Oh, well, we must have this and
that's
that
a good
blah,
idea.
Blah, blah,
yeah.
And set them all up and be like, yeah, America's a great place. Have you heard of? I don't even
so we don't give them any hits either. We gotta dress like them.
Yeah.
We gotta wear wigs and fucking all those old suits and shit.
There's a streamer who dresses like Benjamins.
Oh, Benjamins.
Benjamins is hilarious.
Oh my god.
He has the whole fucking white the white hair, the white wig.
Oh,
he has
shit,
a whole 1700 fucking 1700 get up with a fucking headset on, and he just, you know, fucking bullshit. It's hilarious. That's how we should dress up.
Yo, for
that's real. We should dress up. We'll go to Philadelphia to where they had the original
Independence Hall
and have a fucking live stream while they're doing the whole bullshit, and we're just sitting there and be like, they look at us like we're fucking like animals, like straight fucking out of space.
So listen, Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh
on top would be selling your farts in jars. I mean, they'll probably get
oh my god.
Like, imagine explaining that to George Washington. All right, again, sit down, bro.
Sit down, George. In the future,
people are gonna sell people their fart in a jar. He probably even know what a fucking fart is. Like,
they say what?
They were so, you know, like refined back then. They didn't. They probably didn't even fart back.
What if he turns around and he just goes, "Oh, that's crazy. I lost my teeth because I let a girl shit in my teeth, and I got severe gingivitis." They probably some weird shit back then too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh my god!
I got the perfect answer for you. You got to like rip it off like a band-aid. He's like, good news and bad news. Good news, we can fix your teeth. Bad news is, girls' asses are lighting up.
We have the power. We can fix him. What was that fucking?
Welcome to the 420.
We can rebuild him. Yes.
All right. So, boys, here. So, I have found a few funny songs on the internet, and we do the doomed reviews. So let's review. So AI is getting out of control, but there is also a magical side of AI, and they create some solid music. And I hope we could play these. We didn't. I think we can. Tested
yeah, we can. No, I think we can. Okay. If, whatever. If all it right, doesn't, so, we can hear them. So.
So this song is called "I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again."
Somebody listening to us right now, don't do that. It's gonna double up, and then you won't be able to hear. I don't know. I can't hear it.
Neither can I.
I can't hear it. Yeah, I don't know. All right, maybe we can't. I don't know. This is the first time we're doing it live in person with this, so maybe it's not picking up the. That's all right.
Is it on TikTok? Wait, is the volume thing up on TikTok?
You got to select.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The web page.
I'm also stoned, so it could be that. If anybody sees here.
All right, hold on. This is the 420 episode. Think about it, people.
It's supposed to be sharing.
Unless they go to Apple Music or something, look up the sticky.
You can play it on your phone, Cap. Why don't you bring it up on your phone? You did send them to me.
All right, and just put it into the mic.
Yeah, do that.
No problem. Sorry, we didn't share the photos.
That's the same thing. I mean, I can share the photos. That's visible.
All right. Well, are you boys ready? Are we all ready?
Yeah. Put it right into your microphone there.
Put it in there.
Yo, that's it.
I feel like this is the elevator music just in Captain's brain all the time. This is the sort of shit that's just playing in his mind.
Take the song and go on Bandstand in the 60s. They're going to be like, what the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is this?
I don't know, man. Like, do you guys ever get songs stuck in your head? Like, now I got kids, I get the Wiggles song stuck in my head all the time.
Now you can have your balls stuck to your butthole.
Yeah, this is what gets stuck in this guy's mind. Just balls stuck to your butthole.
It's the pleasure of not having children.
The thong song in my head all the time.
Oh, the thong song.
So Drake just came out with a diss track. And he used Tupac AI and fucking Biggie, Snoop AI, which is crazy.
And they can't sue him?
No, they supposedly.
Snoop, I guess, like, allowed him.
Yeah, so I guess Snoop gave the approval, but they're under the same record company as him. So I guess they own the likeness and the voice of Tupac. How crazy is that? Anybody ever like think of that? Like
that's wild.
Like you can just own someone's fucking likeness? Being?
Yes.
After
the whole idea. The whole idea of becoming famous is ending up with your likeness and your entire being owned. Imagine why Britney Spears is so fucking weird. Because she was literally a slave to you, bro. Right? Like, look at Britney Spears. That is a tortured. I'm sorry.
Bro.
She's seen and gone through the trenches.
Some shit.
You know, so
like, remember when they were like, she was trying to get emancipated from her father?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is crazy. She's a slave to her dad. This and blah, blah, blah. When that bitch came out with knives, I go, oh, now I know why this motherfucker was like, yeah, no, I'm controlling everything.
Yes, but because she didn't have a normal life, this is why she's dancing around with knives.
No,
she was
I completely agree.
She
just
wants to do whatever the fuck she wants to do at this point. Because nobody can tell her no.
But you know what?
Well, that's like, you know what?
But you know what?
No.
That's the freedom. But you know what though? That's the freedom she
Captain
bought.
Will not, he won't.
That's the freedom she bought. Like Kanye had to deal with this. There's a few people who've gotten out of the game, and I believe Britney's one of them. But that's why she's crazy.
It is interesting how all these people are so fucked up.
Amanda Bynes too.
Amanda Bynes, bro. Yeah.
Who's the other?
They got into the game and they got out of the game, and this is what happens to you when you get out.
Yeah, the documentary.
some guy.
Yeah, the what's his name?
What, he's fucking crazy.
The producer or no. Some from Nickelodeon.
No, no, he was on That's So Raven.
Oh, Orlando Brown.
Bro,
yes. No, no, it's not him. No.
Back to the shit with Diddy.
Too many.
No, but back to what Chris was saying about with Diddy and all this other stuff. There was a point where Orlando Brown from Disney said that he blew like Diddy and like. Fucking, I can't remember.
I want to believe him, bro.
And now we're demonetized on YouTube.
I want to believe him, but homeboy was so fucked up on meth that it fried his brain.
Think about all the people, all the kids who are fucked up now.
100%.
Yeah.
1,000%. Corey, what's his name? Corey Feldman. There you go. Corey Feldman has been saying the same shit since the fucking 90s, and the fucking media attacked him as he was a crazy person. And now, years later.
The generation that grew up with him, we're a different generation where it's like.
No, yeah, but that, but boy. he deserves an apology though.
No, he does deserve
it. 100%. He's been saying it.
I'm sure there's TikToks and everything.
But boys, that's not what's on the agenda. That's the problem. That's why people get silenced. That's why Call of Duty favors marijuana. That's why.
That's why bubbles are lighting up in Paris.
I'm not saying that Call of Duty shouldn't favor that. I'm just saying. That the corporations are so fucking out of touch with reality that they just like do it to themselves. It's like you're fucking idiots.
But you know what though? It's leading to a path where truth will prevail.
100%. No. Oh, truth facts, will always come to
life. Facts will matter.
Yeah.
And shit will hit the fan.
I want to go like back to your
name with Orlando Brown though. I could be on the side where it's like skeptical because he mentioned Kevin Hart. Would you think?
Orlando Bloom, like the guy who played Legolas?
No.
From
That's So Raven. Remember from That's So Raven?
I'm aging myself, but why does
You've
this
never
name...
watched That's So Raven?
You were at least in middle school. Like,
That's So Raven. Was that the cartoon?
No. He was stuck watching the Andy Griffith show.
He was watching Andy Griffin show.
You can see the future.
Yeah.
Remember she used to like just stop and then like zoom into her eye and see the future?
Kevin Hart.
You know Orlando.
Yeah.
But you said Orlando Bloom. The way he looked like Legolas, 100% got touched. Peter Jackson, you think he didn't touch him?
Oh my God.
Yo, you didn't do some weird shit to land a role as Frodo.
You think Peter Jackson like let him walk by and be like,
No, that was Weinstein, bro.
Hey.
That was Weinstein, bro.
There you go.
Like, that still only counts as one.
Hey, you got too far now. You're talking about my boy Peter Jackson, right? The guy made 3 all-time great movies.
I'm just saying, Hollywood.
Weinstein. Hold on, everybody. What did Peter Jackson have to do to get this major book deal?
Peter Jackson wasn't from Hollywood. He's from New Zealand. So it might be a little bit different. He's not from that world.
It's a world.
It wasn't a blowjob. It was a handshake.
Maybe. The land down under. You got to go down under.
He cupped the balls a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, as we're talking about this, I got Ian McClellan looking at me like
he's fucking scowling at me.
Hey, all they did in the first, what's the first Hobbit? Fellowship of the Ring. The entire beginning of it is them just getting stoned in the Shire. They were getting stoned before Gandalf showed up. Gandalf showed up. They smoked again. Yeah. Then the party started. They smoked again. 2 whole weeks. They were just stoned.
They were so stoned out of their mind that they had an invisible eye watching them.
Talk about
paranoia.
Right.
That's what you guys deal with on a day-to-day basis, huh? This is what you guys deal with.
How many times you go camping and smoke in the woods and the Dementors are following you?
I ain't going to lie. When we went to Montauk 2 years ago, I smoked so much. One night, I smoked so much. I went for a walk with somebody on the beach. I heard fucking people talking 2 miles away. It traveled. All the way down the shore.
Yeah, sound travels over water.
Pretty fucking crazy. I turned around and was like, whoa. I literally, in the pitch black, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, that was 11 at the Montauk Project.
Montauk Project.
Oh, see? Things.
Thank you. It's not me. It's real.
That's fucking funny, man. To bring us back full circle, Matt Walsh. This is the kind of conversations that marijuana spurs.
Yeah, there you go, Matt Walsh. We've had a beautiful time.
Creativity. You know, that's what weed is. Weed weed breeds creativity, right?
We might sound stupid. This might be dumb.
I don't think we sound stupid.
You know what? I don't think so either.
We're scholars.
We've talked about real topics and stuff.
No, 100%.
And we've enjoyed it. 100% everybody in this room has been having a good time.
I go to work on Monday.
Yeah. And you know what? Monday comes and there it goes. We're back into the real world. But that's the problem with podcasts. Anybody could just be authentic and it could take off, man. You know?
Yeah.
So this is why they hate us. This is why they try to censor us. This is why there's an agenda.
You know what I say to that?
But it's 420.
And I tell him all the time, fuck them. There's no rules to this shit, bro. There's no rules to this shit. And I told you too, there's no rules to this. Yeah. You make this shit your own. You do whatever the fuck you got to do that you enjoy, that you guys enjoy, and nobody dictates whatever the fuck you want to say. Yeah, and you go and run with
big
it.
And then they won.
But that's the thing, though, too, is to let them try because you already built your community that fucking already knows you. It's the same thing with Joe Rogan. You can go after Joe Rogan, take a little snippet and post it up on fucking Twitter. But at the end of the day, you know who Joe Rogan is by watching 3 hours worth of his content every other fucking day. So that's they're going attacking someone's character. You don't even know who the fuck he is. You know, I'm to blame about that too. I used to watch him years ago and be like, oh, this guy sounds like a fucking nut job. Then I just like curious, like, why is he getting the numbers he's getting? Watch him and go, oh shit, this guy's actually pretty fucking chill. What, you know, that was just my bias from what I've learned from other people, you know? So like I said, with this, there's no rules, like possibilities endless and there's no gatekeepers. You decide what you want. You want to talk about something, you talk about it.
If you're authentic enough, you know, I always say like we pick politics and like we took like the hard road and it hasn't been easy. We're he's appealing every other week.
Oh yeah, I know.
I'm a YouTube lawyer now.
But think of it though, like if we chose anything else, you know, like so shout out our boy James from We the People Radio. He loves wrestling. And I'm kind of starting to get back into it. I've been watching a lot of documentaries. I had like an idea, like maybe like we'll watch pay-per-view together or something like that. And I was just thinking like, there's such a huge market there. Or we talk about like, we like American muscle cars, right? If we just started a car channel, with the amount of work that we've put in so far, we'd be superstars right now. We'd have a couple of 100,000 followers.
But
we picked the hard path.
But you know what? The hard path maybe needs to be it.
Yeah. Well, you honestly, know, that's how
you can't. It doesn't matter. Listen, anybody's success can vary in any time.
Right.
But as long as you did the process and you guys work hard, which you guys consistently do, it doesn't matter. People will flow to you and people will listen. Right. Look at the growth you guys had over the years.
But there is a greater wall against you. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I only do this, though, because.
I enjoy it, and I
hate the government. So it just works well. Like, the two go hand in hand. Then on time, you know, we could sit around and fucking get high and shoot the shit, whatever. Plus, we've been doing this shit forever.
But before we were recording it. They can try to censor as much as they want, but the community will always give, you know, defend you guys and try to fucking be like, yo, this is bullshit.
The good guy can win on the internet, man.
You know, but 100%. And they can't stop you. And here's the thing about all these other platforms. Let's say tomorrow YouTube's like, oh, I don't like the 420 podcast. Let's just fucking block them. You're on Twitter. You're on X. You can fucking be on fucking Twitch, which is probably
banned. I have a funny story. Jamie, you guys will appreciate this. I have a funny story.
But you have also Kick. You have Rumble. You have platforms you can go to and always voice your opinion. They're going to be lenient in different fucking policies. But you guys are killing it. You guys are fucking killing it.
I have a funny story on this specifically. So now that we have like monetization on our YouTube channel, I'm like, okay, we're going to do the 420 thing. You know, I looked at the guidelines. It's like, oh, you know, like weed can't be promoted to sell. It could be on YouTube. It can't be promoted to sell. And then it can't be like glorified. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of like vague. What does that even mean? So I messaged them because you could like, you know, chat with YouTube. Yeah. I'm like, hey, here's what we're doing. Is this going to be demonetized or anything? And the lady's like, oh, that's a good question. I'll get back to you. Give me 5 minutes. I'm like, okay. I'm like really in the chat with the lady. She comes back like 10 minutes later and she sends me a link back to the community guidelines that I just read get to the chat. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, you can't tell me. So I half did it because I kind of want to know what the guidelines are. But then I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Let me test what happens here.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't even, they have no rules. Have like, you, the rules, like, I thought of it at the moment. Have you, you're out. That's literally their rule.
Have you
literally
monetized it?
What's that?
Have you set it to monetize?
Yeah, yeah. Let's see what happens. It's an experiment. It's an experiment. Yeah.
It's a fucking gamble. We've I don't talked know about this. We've talked about this. The reason why I don't go, I applied for partnership and they fucking denied me. They denied me for, I have no reason why they denied me.
I'll tell
me
you right now.
They denied me because I have strikes on my channel for watching a fucking other live.
That's why they denied you. Well, I made sure that we and, were and clean. It be, we were good boys.
And it happened to be the NFL. We applied, yeah. I didn't know that you couldn't watch a fucking 3-minute highlight clip of a game that just been played 3 hours before I watched it. What?
Yeah, bro, that's pretty dumb. On YouTube.
So it was on, and it was on YouTube.
Well, they're dog water.
Wait. So, like I said, the whole
we're getting this one pulled. Definitely, we talk so much 1,000%. Shit. That's going to be a rule too. You can't talk shit about YouTube. Yeah, on YouTube. 100%. Yeah.
Straight to jail.
But the whole so
right to jail.
So here's the thing though too, right? Because YouTube is not fucking stupid. They're not dumb. They're a corporation. They need to make money and save money at any aspect. So by them being like, well, let's slow this short down a little bit, we don't have to pay you now. Now that short is lost in the algorithm. They don't have to shell out money. And that's literally the everything comes down to money. It's not what they believe in.
So that's let's dig into that, Cap. Because that's interesting. Because me and him talked about that before we monetized. So like now, while it was cool, we could monetize. I'm also seeing what's happening here. Right? YouTube's like inherently intertwined with our political world anyway. So yes, we were talking about that before. Then I applied. We had a couple of videos doing really good. We made like $500.
Yeah.
Right. As soon as we got monetized, right? And then off the side of a cliff.
Everything we say has been
now. Now it went to a level where anything I posted got less views than it did before we monetized, which makes no sense, right? You think like as your channel grows, it's exposed to more people see it, even if by accident, right?
You know,
it was like, oh wait, no, let's pull it back. It's almost like exactly what you predicted would happen happened. Now it's kind of gone away the last week or two, but it's interesting. Why are they doing that?
You know? Against the tide, we rose up to. They were like, oh, if you could do these unrealistic goals, we'll monetize you. Okay, we did it. Sorry, pal.
It's just interesting.
You know, I feel it. You can feel what I'm saying.
No,
Most of us can because they're like, oh, you could only, we'll give you this if you could do this much. Oh, yeah? Okay, well, guess we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We did it. Sorry.
So I held out. I could have applied for partnership at 500 subscribers. And everybody's like, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? And it was this motherfucker that would show me. And he wasn't even streaming on YouTube anymore. He stopped streaming for months. They were still blocking this fucker's fucking streams from a year ago.
Why? Yeah. I want to know why they, you know, I guess they're trying to like.
It doesn't matter.
They're trying to.
It doesn't matter.
With us.
But what you guys are saying.
Linked accounts. Who they subscribe to? Two Doom Men. Goodbye.
Well, no,
out of curiosity.
Hey, we know people who are.
Out of curiosity, because we all talked about it before, like AM, FM radio, whatever. We always like Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony in their prime. How far do you think they will go today?
No, they will go. They were protected. They were protected. And also, too, is they got in trouble a lot by Sirius. So they were on XM, right? XM, you had to pay. You had to subscribe. Same thing with Howard Stern. Howard Stern could get away with half the shit he got away with because it was you had to subscribe and you're subscribing strictly.
Wait. Howard Stern started on FM radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble too a lot.
He did anything that you could get canceled for today. Howard Stern became famous doing that. And now he hides behind
what did Howard Stern really
how did
do,
he
though?
Fucking like how did he become a shit like that?
Because he got away with it beforehand.
No,
what did he get? What did he do? Like he
had girls naked throwing up.
All right. And then what I'm trying to get to is like, he had girls on and they farted into a mic and they showed their boobs and they puked. But like, what did Howard Stern do when COVID happened? He folded and he told the line no matter what. So what did Howard Stern ever really do that challenged kind of like the power structure? He was a degenerate. That doesn't really like challenge anything. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, he was backed. I don't know. No, he really wasn't. Yeah, yes, he was backed because like he didn't ever do anything that pushed the envelope in terms of like.
But the radio station that would host him would go to bat for him and be like, hey, listen.
Right, but
you know,
he's doing degenerate shit. That's not like anything that matters.
This is why. Because he is a cheerleader for cancel culture, and he would have been canceled 9 billion times over. If he started his career after cancel culture, he got lucky and all pre-cancel culture, he was the most vile degenerate on the airwaves, along with Opie and Anthony, and they got away with everything. That was technically the good old days or the Wild West or anything like that. You know, I really believe that, like, there was less racism almost back then because, like, we didn't have to acknowledge it. We were just cool. The reason we weren't acknowledging it was because we were cool.
Cancel culture, though, is, like, if I'm going to be honest about Howard Stern, he exploited a lot of people.
Yes, he did.
He exploited a lot of people. So, Beetlejuice? He exploited Beetlejuice for his own fucking game.
For his disability.
And then left him on the side to one of his producers take care of him now.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Beetlejuice is a fucking staple on that show. And he just left him out to fucking dry.
Because he was able to manipulate him.
Cancel culture was a political weapon, right? It didn't really matter before. Like, I'm not saying people didn't try to cancel Howard Stern or whatever, but people didn't try to start actually canceling people until you take a political opinion about something. And then especially if it's the wrong political opinion, right? Then they'll start being like, oh, let's look back at all the Howard Stern videos where he made a girl do something that she shouldn't have done. Now let's cancel it. Otherwise, they won't ever get involved or care about it before that. Like, they wait for you to do something they don't want you to do. Then they go to cancel you for the most part. I'm not saying no one's ever been canceled because they were a scumbag. They have been. But overall, it's a tool to be used against people who say the wrong thing and something else, something not related to the thing that they're getting canceled over. Like Joe Rogan, right? We were just talking about Joe Rogan, Jamie, and how he's been able to survive and all this stuff. He, during COVID, like, got COVID, and he's like, I got better in like a day, and I'm not vaccinated or whatever. And then they tried to cancel him by finding... And all of a sudden, at that exact moment, they find a video where he said the N-word. I'm not even joking. From like 10 years ago. And then they're like, that's it. He's, you know, we got to cancel him. They put a cancel campaign on him, which he survived because people have listened to millions of hours of Joe Rogan talking. They know he's not a racist, obviously. I hang out with the guy every fucking day.
He has friends who are black that were like, no, the dude is fucking solid. Stop.
Yeah.
Who, Israel Adesanya came out and was like, fucking relax. Like,
but the point is that him saying the word had been out there for fucking 20 years, right? But it was only until he said something that was controversial politically that they're like, okay, now use the cancel culture thing to get it.
It's shocking that now Trump's on trial for paying.
What about the thing with Mayor McAdams when he called, like,
him too? That's a great fucking point.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
I remember on your Twitter people attacking you.
Oh, he called people crackers.
No. Mayor Adams, right? Like, the shit that he had done, like, harassed the girl, was from when he was a younger cop. And then I guess he said something else or whatever. That's been out this whole time. Like, anyone could have looked at that. He then became mayor. He then he's not a great mayor, right? But he's like, hey, I'm at least not Bill de Blasio. I'm going to be like, hey, there is a problem. We have to fix it somehow. That was even too much.
When he talks about how immigration's problem, everybody's flooding New York. Every time he would go against immigration,
A new charge would come against him. Yeah.
Sexual assault using campaign.
I'm like, I don't know the guy that well, but it just seems a bit suspicious.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's doing a great job, but he like dared to even consider it's a problem. And you sexually harass somebody.
It's the 420 episode. Think about
it. No, like, but to the point where, like you said, I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm saying this is why we're not. Legal federally, we're getting ideas and all this other shit.
They don't want you to think.
Yeah, that's interesting. Deeply. Why federally they still
right? Just, yeah, it is.
It's like they make so much money. Like the dispensaries,
the states do,
and also too New York State. Remember, I looked it up with somebody, but the fucking. The license to sell as a dispensary.
Oh, it's crazy, like fucking
New Jersey.
$90,000 for your license, bro.
There was some smoke.
That's what I was saying about this earlier. Everybody pays the entrance fee.
Yeah.
They will give you a dispensary. You just gotta pay the entrance fee. And in New York, in certain states, there's a lot of DEI. You need to be an equity company. You know, so certain people need to be in certain positions of power.
Yeah.
You know, and once you pay that entrance fee, you get entered into a market that is flooded beyond belief with a limited supply, and you can't go anywhere but the supply that you have in state. In Martha's Vineyard, okay, Martha's Vineyard is part of Massachusetts. Am I correct? I'm not just saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Martha's Vineyard has a dispensary on it. Martha's Vineyard has a grow operation on it. They can't get marijuana from the mainland Massachusetts because you're not allowed to federally boat it from Massachusetts.
The Jones Act? Is it, yeah, like the Jones okay. Act affects that.
So
yeah.
Martha's Vineyard has some of the rarest top shelf weed.
Is it really good though, or is it just?
I don't know.
I heard yeah, Vermont.
We gotta try that shit out.
Like the fucking
best. But think of that though. Like everybody paid the entrance fee to get in. Not everybody is going to survive. They're flooding the market on purpose just for the entrance fees. So why is it not going federal? I don't know because I can't. I guess. You'd have to start applying federally. Yeah,
please. So why I think weed hasn't been legalized federally? It's not just one thing; it's many things, right? It's like you know, there's a conspiracy, but it's not like one thing only. There's a few things or reasons why and why people haven't done it. So number one, they can't profit off of it, right? At the moment, the states have figured out a way how to profit off of it. So they're trying to first figure out a way that the government can directly profit off it. Number two, it would probably be in a bill. Or something which they could then leverage to pass money for something else that nobody wants. But they're like, but we're going to give you a weed. So that could be another reason. We're like, they're waiting for that thing. Number three could be the philosophical argument. They don't really agree with like allowing everyone to smoke weed because that may make you open your mind up and be a critical thinker. And the people I think don't like that the most are the federal government and the CIA and whatever. So they're really against it.
Yeah.
And they're really the ones who. You know, pull the strings of power. So that also shows you kind of how the states and the federal government are different. So I think that could be something to do with it. But it's a couple of things like that.
Also consider long lasting values.
Yes.
There is nothing but dinosaurs running.
That too. That's another thing.
Congress. Look, there's a lot of talk of boomers, millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Alpha, all that stuff. What is 90% of Congress?
How about Matt Walsh, who we started off this conversation with before, right? Like, look, you know, the Daily Wire, they're a little bit suspicious. They're kind of...
No, Daily you know, Wire is overrated.
PBD called them the Israeli Wire. Yeah. So, yes. You know, like, they're a little bit suspicious wire. In terms it of is. They... Like, if you ever listen to Ben Shapiro, he always takes the government's, like, the approved narrative as the first opinion he takes on anything. Now, Matt Walsh works for him as well. There could be something like, hey, if you're going to work for the Daily Wire, we kind of work for the government.
Candace Owens got booted, and Matt Walsh is being successful.
I spoke about this with him. Andrew Schultz came out with a great point that you're very critical of the United States government. Anytime
you think the government's creating,
well, no, Andrew Schultz said you're critical of
something. Ben Shapiro has attacked the government using Catholics and Christians and taking because a majority of them are conservative. And using them, but the minute someone questions the Israeli government, you can that person. That is a form of censorship.
Yeah, I think the point he was trying to make is like you can. Saying. I think he was trying to make the point
give a fuck, bro. That's why I never applied a YouTube partnership because I don't give a fuck. I know I'm a straight shooter. I don't care. I really don't care. Like I'll say what I have to say, but that's the truth. Is you could be critical of my government, but when you speak about the Israeli government and you're a fucking United States citizen. You can't say anything about it.
I don't think Matt. Well, I think the point.
They're trying to ban TikTok right now, though.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
I don't think.
I hope they do.
Jamie.
He don't like that, but I hope they ban TikTok.
I think that it doesn't like you're saying that Ben Shapiro criticizes the government. I was just saying before he takes the government side when there's something that matters. Always, like he might get better 3 years later, but in the beginning he's not good. He's the worst. Like when it came to the lockdowns, he was in favor of
them. Yeah.
He was in favor of the vaccine mandates and all the shit. I think when it comes to, I think the point Andrew Schultz was trying to make is he was saying like, oh, when it comes to some leftist idiot saying something Ben Shapiro don't like, he will criticize them and whatever. But then when it comes to somebody saying, you know, when it comes to like Israel or something like that, he won't accept. Any like criticism on his network of the thing he cares about, he won't accept any criticism on it. But like if it's a lesson, he will criticize a leftist for trying to cancel people and like restrict freedom of speech. But then when it's something he cares about, he'll do the exact same thing.
Yes.
So he's but he'll portray himself
as
someone who actually likes freedom of speech and whatever. But then you see like when it hits something he cares about, he's like, ah, nah. We got to we got to fund these things. We got to cancel freedom of speech. We got to fire Candace Owens because she said things I don't like on my network.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now you're kind of like the leftist you claim to criticize, which you made your bones on.
I probably said this on the show before. Political. I probably
he started it.
I didn't start anything.
Hold on.
I'm just here.
Does anybody have a non-political topic that they want to talk
Captain
about?
Captain wants to do the Harbs reset.
On 420. Because you know what? It's the 420 episode. Think about it. We're getting hungry. All right, we've been smoking.
Yeah. An hour and 13 in. We got time. I'm in no rush, bro. I'm in no rush.
Is our food here? Our food has been here. Okay.
Somebody want to go get the food and bring it out? Fuck it.
Oh, and watch all of us.
No, we're not going to eat on a live stream. That'd be gross. I wouldn't want to subject anybody to that.
In all honesty, I'm not trying to end the show by any means.
Oh, who's I'm not ending the show. I'm not. Like, I will keep you. I'll sit in that chair. I'll wait 24 hours.
It's a holiday. We're a little off topic.
I have another tweet that could spark some more conversation.
Tits or ass, guys?
Perhaps.
Ass. Yes. Well, that was quick. Wow. None of these dudes. That's wild. Nobody.
Wait.
Sorry. What was the question? Yeah, I was trying to.
I said tits or ass, guys, and she was the first to reply and went like one, like a half.
Hold on. Here, I have a topic. Shane, what book have you been reading?
Jesus Christ, you really.
OD.
Oh, you read you those think, like oh, 50 yeah. Shades of Grey?
Bro, you think there's a problem with OnlyFans? Find smut books.
Yeah, I think we're ahead the curve on this one, Cap. Yeah, I agree.
They're spicy books.
Smut tea books.
It is smut. It's just straight smut.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is my posture is corrected itself since you brought up TNA.
There's levels to it.
There is levels to it.
Yeah. There is.
There's some with
So there's the typical rom-coms, you know, the happy ones.
Yeah.
There's the rom-coms, but they just have that little extra bit of spice added to them.
Yeah.
But there's trigger warnings on the books.
Those ones don't have trigger warnings.
There are trigger warnings on the books?
These books are made by Pornhub.
There are ones with trigger warnings.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Something too fucked up for Brazzers.
Yeah,
bro.
Yes.
Oh,
but like, bro. Like okay, like, all right, get into the nitty gritty. Like, what's like, what would be like a graphic?
Hold on, wait. If there are children in the room, out.
Don't worry. Getting back to what I was saying before, I set these kind of streams at 18 plus only because I'm not one of these fucking creeps who wants to monetize children.
I don't want
to
enter that realm.
They're trying to do.
Not how we go. So like,
we'll just go. Strikes they got, but this might be two strikes.
Yeah,
we're good.
You know what? It ain't against the agenda.
Right, we're good. We're promoting degeneracy here. We probably made $1 million off this so far. Go ahead.
One of my personal favorites.
Okay.
It's four guys. One girl.
Okay. Light work.
Light work. Wait.
That's a train.
I said this term earlier and he had me repeat it. I was like, they cross swords.
Okay, that's bad.
Well. Yeah, that's
but I said it before and you're like, I'm sorry, what? Like
you just want to make sure.
No. Because you're the first female that has ever used that term in front of me. It's only been like a guy's term, and like I never heard like a girl actually be like,
"That's so gay." It's only been a guy's term. Yeah. Crossing swords, like that's even more gay. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's always been one of the bros. I mean,
hey, let the stories flow. I don't care, man. I'm just saying that's why I reacted that way.
I'm going to
go on
a pre-read session right
so
now.
So that scenario is in a book, like in detail and stuff.
Oh, in detail,
dude. Sometimes they're cousins.
No, my
God. They were step cousins.
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't there like a father and son? One
help me,
shit?
Step cousin. I'm stuck.
So the moral of the story here is that there is a like erotic book community fad that's so, like, that's quiet at the moment, but it's on like Kindle and iPad and things like
so
that, right?
Essentially, the books are porn for women because they're old.
But reading porn.
Yes.
See, for men, this is an alien thought, right? We're gonna imagine. Hold on. Imagine that we're gonna fucking read a novel to jerk off. Get
most,
the fuck out of here.
Most of us
has ever thought of that before.
Most of us can't even fucking read. So like, we'll be stuttering. We have to go back another paragraph. Okay.
Visual, you know, hands-on creatures. Women, they like intellectual sex.
The pages get sticky.
We have imagination.
We don't.
You guys need like instant satisfaction. So, women don't want that all the time.
They want to read a fucking book. Yeah.
Never.
It's all situational.
That's hilarious.
And things that you don't actually want to happen in real life.
Ass up.
At least the books I'm reading.
Remember when they were remember when the women were asking us, "Do you think about the Roman Empire?" And we were like, "Yeah, we do." You know, everybody had like some sort of opinion on or whatever. It's the same shit. Like we think way fucking differently than they do.
Yeah, this is a 420 episode, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna let you guys in a little secret here.
Oh boy. All right, Mr. Brian.
So think about the Roman Empire, right? We're on that topic, right? But we're gonna go video wise, right? You know Helen Mirren?
Who? What?
Helen Mirren, the actress?
No.
Helen Mirren, yeah.
She was in softcore porn in a film called Caligula, which was a Roman emperor who used to hold orgies. And that video is wild. I used to watch that when I was a kid. She was actually – look up Helen Mirren leaked. Massive wrath. Crazy. Beautiful. 10 out of 10. Bro,
you're not looking that up on YouTube.
I can't.
No, you can't do it here. Actually, I got a handy dandy.
I mean, I could look it up, but
I got you right now.
I don't know how to even spell her name. What a name.
You know who she is.
That's it.
Helen what? Helen?
Mirren leaked Caligula. Helen Mirren leaked. You have a VPN?
No,
that's
fine. Who's gonna get me in trouble? How you spell her name?
Right. Helen Mirren. Mirren. Oh, yeah, the first one, Caligula.
This bitch
leaked Caligula. She's older there. Okay. She was a lot younger right when the fucking bottom. Movie came.
That looks like Cruella de Vil.
Picture.
Whatever.
Forget. There you go.
It's blanked out.
So you're gonna show porn?
No, that's not
YouTube.
Going on.
No, no, it's not. I'm not showing this. Sure. Yeah, we're just chatting here.
That's not it.
I'm not that dumb.
View.
Bro, like that?
Rack. It's crazy. At her age.
What year was this? That was 1979.
That was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I like that vintage shit. All right.
Boobs. For those who are listening and watching, like, boobs. Yeah.
Dolly Parton in the old Playboy.
Dolly Parton was in Playboy.
She had a Playboy.
No shot. That's
was funny. Everybody's first Playboy the Tori Wilson one?
Who?
Oh, really? From WWE?
Oh, Tori Wilson. Yeah. Oh.
What was your first?
Jamie's boy, like bro? A calculator right now. Like,
no, yeah. I'm going
like through, Alan, bro, when he's having the.
I'm going through my catalog alphabetically.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I grew
buffering right now.
Yeah. I grew up on fucking Sports Illustrated swimsuits. So.
Yes!
Yeah. My dad had that shit.
That was the start of my downfall, bro. That was the start of my downfall.
Yo, I used to get them shit religiously.
That's my downfall right there, bro. That was it. That was it.
That was the first taste of the.
My parents would never. My parents would never. Sorry.
I know. I raised my hand during this.
I said at the beginning of this, raise your hand.
Focused in. I think I was just on a different page from you guys because I didn't have any of those analog materials. I had Ask Jeeves.
Oh,
did you ask Jeeves? Like, show me tits? Like, what did you ask him?
It was like the original, like, before Google,
whatever
right?
Bad word I learned that day. All
right. Yeah.
So I wasn't able to get any fucking Playboy because my parents would never get it. I was friends with a kid who collected every month of Playboy. So when I went over his house, he had fucking
Wait,
sacks.
You mean to tell me in your school there was nobody selling Playboys?
No.
Does he still have that? That might be worth
it. No, I don't think so.
In my
that sounds like the most suburban
thing ever.
You went
to high school in the same place? There was no porn industry in your high school when you went to high school, bro?
There's no porn industry. Just
dude, when I went to high school, there was kids making hundreds of dollars a week selling Playboys.
No.
Yes.
No, the kid got money, but then he got expelled because one of the sophomores kind of passed out by the locker room.
Listen. You guys, they weren't that horny. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah. Captain's like offended by this. He's like, these kids, a couple years after me, what a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
And
I my generation sold hardcore drugs and porn all throughout high school.
How about
these
this
kids
one?
Made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I used to wait 3 hours for a LimeWire video to fucking download.
Oh, LimeWire.
Just to explode LimeWire. 20 seconds after. It's right.
The way.
And then your mother would pick up the phone and make a call.
Yes, bro. I forgot about that,
I would
that,
hate
bro.
That shit.
That's
yo.
Right. And ruin the fucking download. Dude, I used to fucking download so many fucking porn videos. It's ridiculous. I got an FBI letter in the mail. So did our bodega. Bodega got fucking FBI videos.
What the fuck did they say?
It was just like, oh, you know, you can't get piracy fucking letters and shit. Because this is what it really was.
The butt.
But yeah,
I actually was the Pirates of the Caribbean, that fucking parody.
Oh yeah.
I downloaded that many a time, bro.
You guys must have broke so, like, stole so many things by pirating them that you guys were like on felony level. Oh, that's why they probably send you a warning. Like, hey, you just know what you're doing.
I was downloading a phone, but damn, nigga, for that, for you to download that level, yo, that's crazy.
Yo, hold on a second. To be honest with you, the FBI might not be following you guys because of the two new men. We might be following. The FBI might be following us. following you for that much porn.
They dusted off the old file.
I never told this on my follow, my mother. But when I got the FBI fucking letter, I completely denied the whole situation. my father threw out the whole fucking Gateway Tower, went by a fucking Dell the next day. Oh,
smart Bronx kids.
Went back to the same fucking thing. Actually, I persuaded him to get me a laptop so we'll never go through that situation again. So they're not directly involved. Swear to God. I got so many viruses on my Dell Inspiron. That I had to get three of them after.
Oh, yeah, he just deemed your computer unclean and just threw the whole shit out.
Threw the whole shit out. He took the whole tower and just threw it out.
Or he throwing it in the fucking the Long Island Sound or some shit. Right? Like, it's a whole it's a Bronx story. You gotta make it real Bronx.
What year do you think that was?
Oh shit, that was probably like at least 2004, 2005.
The good old days.
Yeah. 2005. I guarantee you, the FBI lost track of you for like a couple of days. Like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? What got me pissed is like, I got the fucking letter in the mail. We threw out the tower. I got the fucking laptop. And I'm waiting 3 hours for fucking, you know, the Star Wars. I'm watching Ron Jeremy. I'm fucking downloading 80s vintage Ron Jeremy films, right? Thanks, baby. And 3 hours later, I'm hit with fucking Rick Roll, Rick Astley. Never gonna give you up. I got Rick Roll how many times?
Yeah. OD.
I just gotta say, I'm slightly older than you guys, and you know, enjoy your kink, whatever it is. Yo, I'm with you.
Whoa, the
I'm
book?
Pointing right at you. I'm pointing right
the
at
book?
You.
The book?
Shane. Oh, Javier's about to make a confession here.
Because I had back in the day dial up, it was 14K. You can't get a video on 14K. All you get is still images and words. You gotta use your imagination, yo.
So you're saying, Javi, that you you're a reader
when it comes to
this world?
Whatever works for you works for you.
Use your imagination.
I lived in dark times. You have family computers, man. You can't.
Why imagination though? Like, why not just enjoy the physical world?
I'm gonna say this now. I don't visualize myself. Doesn't work that way. I picture the characters, and it's like watching a movie in my head.
No, I read. So like, I understand.
I don't know how to like look up.
I get just, it. I read. Get it I in the book. I know, like, you visualize in your head a scene playing out, but like, wouldn't it be better, like, just?
Yeah, I got you, Shane. I got you. It's suspension of disbelief. If you're reading, like, I'm not gonna imagine myself in better shape than I am because it's a lie. So you got the pot belly.
I get that. Okay.
You got the hairy shoulders.
All right. No, I get that. I understand what you're saying.
Allows me to
you,
film.
You put yourself that in that character's role, and you can play out that character's. Wow, characters. I'm fucking high because like a second.
Yeah, you got contact.
Oh, yep. Holy shit! I'm not even.
No, do it. It's like
you're playing the character's role, and you're seeing it through their eyes and their motives. But like, this is maybe where men and women kind of differ. It's like men would rather fucking be there. Like, just let's just fucking do it. Let's just do whatever. Like, just
that's exactly what it is.
Right.
We've stumbled across a funny example of how men and women are different.
Yeah.
I don't know, when it comes to like jerking off, this is the way they prefer to do it. And when it comes to the way that we prefer to do it, rather watch a video, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And just like the physical and probably mental difference between
there's
between us.
A lot of foreplay that leads up to the big moment.
No, I know women like foreplay before leading up to insertion.
You got to ask and they tell you. Right?
But I know that's a huge thing for them. But guys, if they had their choice, they would be like, let's get to it like right now.
Exactly. You know?
Face down, ass up, right?
Difference.
Done.
It's the 420 episode. Think about it.
One of these days we actually have to.
Oh, I got a question. Would you do you think that porn will ever get banned in the United States in the future?
I hope so.
It already has in one state.
I hope so.
Really? In Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
there's a lot of places now that you have to confirm you're not 18. Texas, literally, yeah.
Really? Just press the like button. A full-on ban on fucking like,
Pornhub is gone, bro.
You shut the fuck up.
Around the world. Around the world.
In Texas. I believe Texas already confirmed it.
That's
crazy. I'm dead ass. Tex confirmed it.
Yo, Tex, I know you're watching.
Calm down. Tex
is watching right now.
Hit me up. I got you. I'll tell you.
No, but in Texas, you're limited to how much, like, a female's limited to how many fucking dildos she could have.
What?
In Texas, some wild ass shit.
For real?
Yeah, Texas.
I feel like you guys are fucking with me right now.
So, no, that's serious.
Look
yeah,
it up.
I just want to point out, Texas is against gun regulation for pro-dildo rights.
Yes. All right, one at a time. One at a time.
You only allow 2 butt plugs. Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark, and you have to take a trip to the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my god!
So they have to have a limit of how many dildos they own.
Thing is, though, it's one of
the Chris
those,
is overrated. All right.
So
it's like New York or wherever. It's like if you try to commit suicide, if you fail, you could go to like life in prison. It's one of those kind of laws, you know?
So what? Texas is the opposite. Shit. It's the opposite of how gun laws are in New York. In New York, you have to get registered. You can only carry a couple, right? And that's it. And like you have to go through a whole process. In Texas, you can have whatever gun you fucking want. But when it comes to dildos and shit, you got to register those motherfuckers, and you can only have like 4 or 5 on your license because anything more than that, pretty dangerous for society.
Now imagine sitting down and explaining that to George Washington.
George, I don't know what the fuck would George Washington have to say about that. He'd probably side with Texas. Probably would. That's how you guys got here in the first fucking place. You started making guns illegal, and you started let people have as many dildos as they want.
The only reason why I agree that I hope porn does get banned is because it is part of the problem. It's free for a reason. Okay, it's free to fuck you up. It's
but what
free.
Problem though?
All right, yeah, we got a comment here by what's this?
Somebody upset?
Texas crawler says you could own 6 adult toys here in Texas.
There we go.
Wait. Shout him out and read it, the whole thing.
That's our boy Tex. Yeah, that's Trollboy and myself Tex. That's our boy. Obviously he's from Texas. Yeah, that sucks, bro.
That sucks, bro.
You know, I think...
appreciate you coming through and yo. So you got Chris Rod in here.
Oh, C-Rod's in here too?
C-Rod, yeah. C-Rod, what's good, baby?
He asked, what does 420 mean?
Oh, I'm dead.
Oh, 420 is a question. It's the National Weed Day, and apparently it's National Husband Day that I learned. And also 420, 2024 is 420, 2024 backwards and forwards.
Yeah.
It's
National Husband Day. Me and Aunt here, we looked at each other like we didn't know that. That's how much they like us.
Because they suppress the male holiday for marijuana because it's part of the agenda. But for everybody lights up at 4:20 during the day because if you smoke at 4:20, by the time you get the munchies, it's dinner time. And it's really how it started.
Right. That's potential ammo. It's National Husband Day, so they should text their wives, bring our food. Por favor.
That's how they can make up for it, not fucking, you know, honoring us on National Day.
If you think
about it,
it's just synergy, because you just want your husband to sit there and feed them.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that's crazy. Why would you, so you would rather have porn completely banned?
It's
like,
yes.
Gone?
No, no, they're not completely banned. You could own Texas
Pro.
No,
no, no, no, no, no. Porn fan overall.
They banned what I'm drinking off to.
Yeah.
That's what you also know right now.
I understand the problem with it, but like, if you get rid of porn, then real sex is going to become a billion times better.
No, I get
real
that.
Sex
I get
is
that.
Like,
no, I get that completely.
It's real. And,
okay,
you know,
but
like,
I'm about to say this.
Nothing.
The same way she enjoys reading and visualizing,
I understand
men
that.
Also would be like, you know what? I like to watch this specific type of genre,
I
would never do that with someone that I'm in love with.
Yeah, but you know what? Guess what?
Part of the realism.
It's going to be that much more exciting.
Why do you think OnlyFans looked the way it did? It's not like Razz or any of these other companies. It's just like some random couple or whatever. It's some real shit. That's part of why OnlyFans.
And a lot of people like amateur stuff, though, too. A lot of people can relate to the amateur stuff. And people can probably definitely, split the two, like porn and amateur stuff, because porn, like, who's going to be out here taking a girl and throwing her around like crazy?
I follow this one girl.
Let the lady chime in.
I follow this one girl. I don't.
What's her at?
No.
What's her
Hawk head? Hates you.
Oh, I know who that is.
I know who that is. What just happened?
She has combined it, and she has recreated and worked with authors from the books to remake the the books into actual videos.
Really?
Yeah, but you girls don't like that shit. You guys like the stories, right? So,
you don't like that. You don't like that, right?
Wait. Now they could read the book, and we could watch the movie.
Hawk hates you.
Yeah.
So she comes up with a script from the books.
She works with the authors.
And she brings it to life.
Yes,
it's like National Geographic. That's crazy.
So when she's like four guys, she's like, "All right, go find four guys and meet me up at my apartment."
Oh, you
meet
in Attenborough to fucking do the AI voice. Imagine that,
bro. We bring his ass out of retirement just to fucking narrate this shit.
Here we go. Two individuals. One who is a CEO of a company, and
you can see stuff on Twitter.
Huh? Send you the Twitter. Yeah, send me the links. I'll watch it.
Twitter is also the Wild West, man. Wild, with the amount of
it's not perfect, but it's much better.
You know what though?
It's all right.
I'm not looking to censor Twitter at all, but there's some crazy stuff that you can find on there.
The thing is though, it started from Tumblr. Once Tumblr got a little more
I will say this. I don't like, and the reason majority of it as to why I'm not on Twitter as much is I'm a person that I do not like to see people get fucking murdered. That's just me. I just
you're
don't.
Such a bad human being.
No. I'm being dead ass serious.
I get it.
But my feed, I will scroll up and I'm watching people getting fucking whacked. Like
on that's Twitter.
On Twitter. Just randomly. And I don't care.
That's interesting because
if it was me, I know what my algorithm should be.
Oh,
I know
what my feed should be. See, now here's what I'm going to say.
I know what it should be.
No. I'm going to say that.
You produce it.
No.
There's somebody in this room
that produces
a bad algorithm that it affects.
Okay, so I'm now generally concerned that Jamie, his algorithm shows him people being murdered only, because I don't see that shit on my fucking Twitter. I see political discourse.
No, I'm being dead.
The Yankees and stuff like that.
I'll be scrolling through the feed and it will pop up, and I'm not watching that shit. I don't like watching that shit at all, like point blank.
No.
I honestly don't like it. And I will watch fucking videos of people just dying on my feed, and I'll scroll past it because I already know what the fucking deal is. The same way in the fucking Instagram messages, the DMs of the guy who got fucking ran over. I saw that the day before.
I saw that.
And I scrolled past it. I already knew what the fucking deal was, because it starts off with the guy emptying a clip in the car with somebody driving. I don't want to watch.
I saw that one because it was like news.
Because with like YouTube, we had like there's kids involved in our life. Like we've had to like be careful with like what our nieces or nephews, kids, sons, daughters are watching YouTube, because it could be a harmless Peppa Pig. Like,
but in YouTube, at least in YouTube, point example, right? If I click for kids and it's not for kids, your fucking account is banned.
It should be.
No,
like 100%. Immediately, yeah.
If I post up the shit, the shorts that I post up, and I put it for kids, and they catch it, my account is gone. There's nope. They take that very seriously.
Good, that's good.
Maybe that's one good thing about fucking YouTube. Good job, assholes.
Not like 7 years ago, whatever, 8 years ago. Because, like, would have, like, my nephew watching, like, harmless, like, Roblox or whatever. It's, like, some guy's, like, doing some, like, Minecraft-type shit. Roblox, he swipes, and it's, like, Roblox characters, like, her asshole's, like, four times the size of her heart.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. There's weird shit like that.
Crazy stuff. Yeah, no, 100%. The internet is probably the weirdest.
YouTube can only handle so much. Like, they're not going to be on top of everybody who makes you do it.
I will always defend YouTube on that.
There is some sickos.
Yeah. YouTube is so big. Is that we look at it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys who are on YouTube, but as a creative, when you create something, you'll sit there and be like, why me? And you try to make it into like You know, why are they targeting me? But if you look at the scale of the amount of videos that are being uploaded daily on YouTube and the scope, and we're talking globally, we're not talking nationally or states wise, like you can't blame them. You can't blame them for like, you know, having these fucking crazy policies and stuff, which some of them are crazy. And yeah, we should definitely talk about them. But in the grand scheme of things, YouTube controls the video market, point blank. That's the go-to.
100%.
And they overshoot fucking Twitch. There's a reason why my issue with YouTube is that they don't take YouTube gaming as serious as Twitch and Kick. It's not more of a live stream space. However, they don't need to. They don't need to, point blank. They don't need to fucking be like, we need to focus on this. They don't have to. At all, because they know that they fucking control the fucking video space. They know that it doesn't matter what kind of form, short form, long form content you throw up, live stream content. They don't give a fuck. Why? Everybody, if you upload a video, it's going straight to YouTube, and they have the most viewers compared to Twitch and any other fucking platform. And they don't need to. And it's they are a monopoly. They really are. They control the space digitally.
Monopolies.
Yeah. Name me another fucking platform that controls, like, so, that has the amount of
Disney. So,
trying not to get too political.
You know what, though? It's funny enough, we've heard this before in the past where, like, Disney owns, like, all the creative, like, industry creative, and YouTube owns everything that, like, the normal person creates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But at the end of the day, now, when you have that role, it's kind of hard for you to manage or moderate the content that's being uploaded in the grand scheme of, like, you're talking about other countries. Like, that's another thing. When you think about
X is down in Brazil. You understand? Because it's Brazilian government, every platform is,
bro.
Yeah.
Every platform, if you think about it, and this is a crazy concept, and that's why I love live streaming. Like, this shit is amazing. Like, this right here is fucking awesome. Live streaming, you get all over the world. Like, people will literally... like,
you ever see like your year-end review and you're like, where did, like, and it airs and it's like, oh, you had 28% subscribers in Germany or something. Like, remember how we always used to have weird numbers? Like, have you ever seen like your year-end review and people in like Chile and Brazil are like listening and like tuning into your live streams?
My bad. I had someone this week email me and like someone who watches me on YouTube. And just like inspiration, like, you know, hey, I hope you're well and you're doing great, this and that, blah, blah, blah. She's from the UK.
Yeah.
How crazy. Yeah,
we get people to do it. We have Scott. This guy Scott emailed us, and he did this long, like, multi-hour breakdown on WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw us have Jose Vega on. He's like, hey, I like Jose Vega, and I saw you guys had him on, and you were like really fair to him. He's like, can I come on your show and talk about how he's like, he thinks WikiLeaks is a psyop. Yeah, it's not real. That's like the government trying to trick us or some shit like that. I don't agree with that, but I'm like, yeah, come on, let's do it.
So,
and I can see how it's possible.
Yeah, so. But here, my point being is that what we're doing is it branches worldwide, and that is fucking, that's just so hopeful in the future of unifying and getting people to like, you know, and getting people together and like, you know, like. It's just fucking great to see that people can watch from anywhere. That's just fucking awesome. Like, I say that shit all the time, right? That's the motivating factor for me. Is like, you get to meet people that it's you crazy think you to would think never about meet it because ever.
You know what? When you're streaming and you're playing video games, or when you're podcasting, and me and you are here and we're talking about something that's like upset us or that we're like, we just need to call out. You don't imagine like, there's this many people watching on the live. There's this many people listening on this platform, this platform, this platform. There's this many people liking and receiving your message on Instagram and TikTok. And when you put it all together, it's hundreds, if not thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands. But when you're in the moment doing it, like, you don't even, like, you're spitting the truth. You're spitting what you feel is real.
Yeah.
And it's being perceived by way
people
more.
People will flock to genuine. Yeah. That people will love.
Truth will prevail.
No,
he said it the best. One day, truth will be profitable.
If you are yourself, right, and there's no, you're just being you, just people can relate to that. People can relate to that. And I don't know what it is about this whole space and why people flock and like they want to watch specific creators or whatever, but there's probably some connection there as like, oh, well, this person, you know, believes something I believe in, or, you know, they said something that I agree with. And there's like, you know, you get some type of similarities between the two. But like at the end of the day, to have people fucking be like, yo, like this is crazy. I love watching this person, you know, on your end, whatever. Like, that's great. That feels great. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, this is because you'll never meet them. You'll never meet them.
You can, you're making friends though, you have which is fun.
Like, yeah, like, and that's the thing.
We are social people. Exactly. Humans are social. We like making friends. Even if we like can't hang out with them physically, yeah, it's cool to have a friend.
You know? And you connect to them and you start a fucking relationship. Yeah. Like, look at Tex and C-Rod.
Right, they're that's, here like,
that's
you know,
Trill Boys.
Yeah.
You know, they have chopping a long-lasting relationship. Here, yeah. That's from his community. But it's great to see that, like, that Tex is from Texas.
Yeah.
Right?
See, by the way, he did say...
Our first fan that came on...
Bro, that's so fucking depressing.
Tex here did say the hub is completely banned in Texas. I sent Trill a picture of what it looks like. Yeah. Can't access the site.
I love how we're confirming the important issues. Like,
we are, man. We are. We're fact checking in a moment. That sucks. Fuck that shit.
You gotta be the voice. Ain't no spanking the meat out in Texas.
You know what I feel like? Look, man, prohibition doesn't work either. Like, you mean tell me people in Texas aren't figuring out how to watch porn or Pornhub? You know, going back to what even Matt Walsh said at the beginning, like
VPNs.
Every single podcast is sponsored by one. So. Yeah. But it's basically the scale of what community means has just grown. So it's like for us to have a conversation, like you would know everyone on your block. And even if you had that one, we were friend, it didn't matter because they were from the same block. So with the internet, content creators, people either streaming, commenting, or just like me rambling like a madman, it's you're sharing the same viewpoints instead of like an algorithm telling you, yeah, we think you're going to like this. We're just going to confirm what you've already seen before. It's like, no, I watch my friend's podcast because I can't physically be there. I hear the conversation. Like, yeah. I almost like tonight is like a Charlie and Chocolate Factory like situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I like that analogy. Yeah.
I got the golden ticket. I ran around the neighborhood like 10, 15 minutes because I thought he wanted to leave early, but I was wrong. I hop in the car. I come over here and it's.
But like, just the concept of like now, if you think about it from like, you know, 20 years ago, people didn't have that.
Yes.
Didn't
have so yeah. I'll give you. I want to make a point with YouTube have, tied into this.
Didn't but. Have like.
I started watching Malcolm in the Middle.
Again, yeah.
And just, you know, something to binge watch, keep in the background. And that was shot back, if I could be wrong, but like either early 2000s or like 1998 or something like that when it started. No, went for like seven, 8 years. 2000s, early 2000s? I could be way off, all right? But like there's situations that this little family gets into pre-cell phone. You know what I mean? Before everybody had that little brick Nokia, like old school cell phone. And like some of the situations that they get in would be terrifying in today's terms. Like you have three kids and your youngest kid just walked away from you in a circus.
2000. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and there's no cell phone, there's no way. And like now you have your other sons secretly trying to look for your son. You don't even know he's missing. There's no phone calls being made.
Yeah.
Weird things are happening. Like cell phones are all, like straight up lifesaver.
Yeah, they're valuable.
The show was in 2000.
Okay, so the first season was in 2000. So that was pre-9/11. So many people didn't have cell phones back then.
Yeah.
Well, now we have cell phones. You go to Rye Beach. Summer's coming. You go to the beach. I can guarantee you, you probably have at least over 7 or 8, like, over the PA, like, describing the kid what he looks like. A parent lost their kid. So that's with cell phones now. Imagine without them.
Oh, yeah. What that must happen all the time.
What I will say about what we were talking about before, sorry.
No, you're good, bud.
What I will say, too, is what we need to be basically aware of, especially in this space and, you know, creating on platforms, is the parasocial people that they feel.
What is that?
Yeah, could you describe that?
Parasocial is basically they watch so much of you that they think they know you. That they've seen
so these are people that know a million people but have never met one person.
They don't know you in real life.
Yeah.
They
right. They follow on one person. Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah, they follow somebody so intently.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That right, they think they know
a
you.
A stalker.
They're not really a stalker.
Not a stalker. Yeah. It's more of that they think they know everything about you and that you guys are best friends. But at the end of the day, it's like you only see me on a screen. You don't know my day to day outside of, you know, IRL.
Wait,
exactly. Yeah. So that's the one basically kind of not, it's kind of like a little bit like of a con for live streaming.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you watch hours and hours and hours of someone, you think that you know them. You could be like, oh, well, I know you. You know, this and that. And it's just like, dude, I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. It's like
you're gonna fuck right off.
It's like the prime example of like the girl streamers. Like their viewers get like so like invested into like the stream and whatnot to a point like if the girl in her personal life has like a boyfriend or a husband, that viewer gets like all upset and butthurt, and it's just like, dude, like you don't know that girl like that. Like,
say it.
It's just crazy.
Say it.
What do you want me to say?
Fucking dummy.
Yeah, that's
fucking dummy. Dummy. I'm sorry. You know what?
We could circle back to the very first topic of these chicks making hundreds of millions of dollars on OnlyFans, and OnlyFans being out of control because of shit like this.
So I also think that there's some human nature in there, right? And humans are social animals. We crave like seeing other people.
Yeah. Interaction.
Interaction. Talk to people. Yeah. We crave relationships, right? So now let's say a certain group of people, of humans, are in this position where like they're on the computer all the time. They don't really hang out with people in real life or go do anything, right? Well, then they're still craving social interaction. They're just getting it somewhere else in this kind of like weird quasi. You don't actually get to see the person in real life. You're seeing them through a screen. They think they're the best friends with people, right? Because they're craving that sort of friendship. I think that's really all it boils down to. I don't think that's healthy, but I think it's just evidence of Jesus. You fucking guys, man. My God goodness. Damn the pops. Yeah.
Yo, he's saying the shit out of that. That's all right.
When the earthquake happened, none of my pops fell, but you guys coming in and out of the fucking door, the whole place is going to cave in.
Thanks, Skyler. We are in the danger.
Yeah.
We are a fucking earthquake.
Yeah. We are.
All right, man.
I think we get close to wrapping up here. What do you think
about anything else? Soon or I'm gonna perish.
Yeah, we got ice cold Chinese food.
Yeah.
Let's do this shit.
It's the 420 episode.
This was fun. We had a lot of laughs. We gotta wait for Jamie to come back so he can plug himself on the way out.
I hope they roosted with the last time. Plug.
Yes. Oh my God.
It comes full circle.
Go to my website, linktree.com/Chris, and get a 10% off on light up dildos.
It'll light up and vibrate.
They're custom engraved with his logo and everything on it.
Max order six.
Yeah, they're going to be going so hot that he's got to put a limit on them.
Texas inclusive, six per customer.
Texas compliant. Complies with all.
You ever go to gun like the gun website? What is it? Gun Hub or something?
Yeah, gun broker.
Broker, and it's like New York compliant.
Yes. Texas dildo compliant.
All right, yeah, Ortiz, my man, you got a new company. You're gonna plug yourself with the light up butt plug and sell it, but you are Texas inclusive, so only six butt plugs per person.
Six butt plugs, and I have to sell it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sell me this dildo.
Sell the plugs.
Do you enjoy yourself? Are you happy sometimes? Do you like to enjoy yourself sometimes?
Of course.
Yes. What if I told you I have something for you that can?
What would that be?
Something that RGB lighting.
Does it interact?
You like,
with my
you
voice?
Like lighting? You like lights? You like?
Oh, everybody likes lights.
Yeah. Well, what if I told you I have a product that can definitely
light up my life?
Light up your life. And not only that, you can go to probably one of the most beautiful places in the world and showcase your bright side.
The vision I have of you right now is just hysterical. He's so serious.
I'm trying over here.
He's fucking staring into your soul.
The tagline is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
What if I told you you can go to these beautiful places?
Yes.
Right? And you can light up your life.
I would love to.
Right? And you can showcase that to millions
around. What do I got
to
do?
What do you got to do? You have to buy these six beautiful RGB light butt plugs.
Oh, my God.
But they, we call them plugs in this. I understand that it's a little negative light, you know, with butt in front of it. So we're going to call it, I call it plugs, but it's very convenient.
Convenient for what?
For your asshole.
Wow. Oh man, I'm not sold.
You're not sold?
I'm not sold.
What if I told you? What if I told you?
Sounds like Infinity.
Sir, where do you live?
Where do I live? In America.
In America. Which state specifically?
Connecticut.
Sir? Connecticut? Okay, so you're not in Texas, so I can give you 25. I'll give you that off.
Smart. He knows the market. Very good. Very good. Yeah. He knows the market.
Chris, all right. Plug your actual stream. Plug your stream. Plug everybody.
Plug
my stream. Everybody who wants it, get a follow.
Plug. Use your plug.
Light up this episode with your plugs.
All right. So, Chris Gaming on YouTube. You can catch me there. And I'm on Kick as well. At Chris, KRYZZZ. Catch me there. I play some Call of Duty, GTRP, Helldivers. I'm a variety streamer. Come through, hang out, have a good time. But thank you guys so much. And also, too, since we're ending here, I just want to say, give you guys your flowers. You guys are fucking killing it. Don't give up. Ever give up. You guys are fucking amazing. And I appreciate watching you fucking guys grow. Honestly, dead ass. I'm dead serious. I love you guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Love you, too. Thank you, man, for coming on. Trilly.
All right, guys. My name is Trill Boy. You can catch me on Twitch, Kick. Also, too, I have a YouTube. I upload content on there and stream Call of Duty, Variety Streamer, do a couple of IRL streams here and there. But thank you guys for having me on tonight, and I appreciate you guys.
Dope.
Thank you. Who else? Shane, you got your makeup line or what's anybody else want to shout out, or we can sign out?
I got Instagram beauty underscore by underscore Shane, Shayne.
All right. Let's give one last shout out to Texas here. Said you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Tex. As much as I hate the Cowboys, Giants all the way.
G-Men, baby. They suck.
I love you, baby. Thank you so much for coming through, man. You're amazing, dude. Thank you so much.
All right. That's it, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Two Dude Men podcast. Bye. Go subscribe, like, comment, whatever. We'll do it all. 420. Enjoy.
Deuces.
Salud, baby. Cheers.